Our next two speakers, and I'm going to introduce them two at a time, so this way we can keep moving in a somewhat orderly fashion because we're running a little bit behind schedule, but I think that was to be expected. Is Pierre Baulet, and he's from Stamford, Connecticut. Pierre is someone that I had the fortune of working with the past year. He is also the Membership Service Coordinator of the United States Student Association. He attended Central Connecticut State University, where he majored in economics and philosophy. And he's the former Vice President of the Connecticut State Student Association and board member of the United States Student Association. So I think what Pierre is probably going to do is bring to us some of the things that have been happening on the legislative level with students across the country, in particular African students. And I think it's important that we also understand that perspective as well, and Chris made reference to that. The speaker after Pierre will be Brother Raz Baraka. Who's a student at Howard University, and some of you already know the brother. He's the founder of the organization Black MIA Force. He's presently Vice President of Howard University Student Association and an author and poet. He is currently working on a project with Kevin Powell, who's the one who organized this particular panel, on an anthology of African American writers under 25, entitled Black Again. He is also trying to publish his first book of poems entitled Big Cities, Hometowns, and Ghettos. And I think that that's one of the things that we also need to think about when we're in this type of conference. There were some academic things going on outside, and we all keep saying that we need to study Brother Malcolm, but it's true we need to study Brother Malcolm. But there's a limited body of work on Brother Malcolm, and we need to be the ones that are about the business of putting out the literature on Malcolm, because other folks cannot claim him as their own. And I know that Brother Raz will probably be, you know, doing some of that since he's this writer. So can we bring on Pierre?
Distinguished panel, and to have the opportunity to speak to all of you today. I'm speaking in stead of Julius Davis, who is the African American president, the second African American president of the U.S. Student Association. And the U.S. Student Association is the nation's largest and oldest lobbying organization, run by and for students. I have to speak up a little, but basically. Julius couldn't be here because most of the staff is down in North Carolina this weekend working on Harvey Gantz's campaign and trying to get people and Jesse Towns out. Basically, what I'm going to go over is what's been happening on campuses insofar as racist activities on campuses and what our program has been, USSA's program has been to combat that on a national level. I'm sure that you've seen in the mainstream media a lot of concentration on the fact that instances of racist white supremacist activity on campuses has increased at a large proportion in the late 80s. And that's directly related to the amount of racism that's been generated in the general community, in the society as a whole. And it should be expected that this type of behavior would be manifested on the campuses. The USSA this year, seeing that this problem has reached such epidemic proportions, the USSA has taken on the retention and recruitment program. Basically, we have a staff person who's a full-time worker on retention and recruitment policies all around the country for students of color on campuses, as well as faculty of color. And the person also works on the development of anti-racism work on different college campuses, and will be developing a database that all student activist groups could link into in order to see what's going on other campuses. Because I feel that it's important for us to know what we're up against, and in order to have a centralized database that we know what other people are doing and how we can emulate and have a strategy to combat this. Because this, it's very important that we're organized, because they are organized. And once we become organized, we can begin a movement to eradicate this disease that exists in our country. Basically, in the past, this past recent months, USSA has been heavily involved in working on the Civil Rights Act of 1990, trying to mobilize students to get that Civil Rights Act of 1990 passed. And as I'm sure you know, it failed. And I think that is an indication of the level of racism on the national level that we're seeing. Brother Malcolm said that there's a distinction between civil rights and human rights. And now I believe that point is made even more poignant by what's been going on in the government in recent months. Because by the government rejecting the Civil Rights Act, they showed themselves to be the racist government that they are. And now that we know that, we know exactly who we're up against. For far too long, many of our so-called leaders have held hands with and had lunch with these same people who oppress and denigrate our people. And I believe that now is the time for us to say we will not have lunch and we will not sit down with them. And we should understand that the very root of this society is a racist one. And we have to, rather than amending the Constitution should be restructured, because in essence, it's a racist and sexist document. It's written, we the people, and yet four or five lines down, it says the others. And basically, we are the others. And we must understand that and figure, well, develop a strategy to combat that. And so, in concluding, I'd like to just say that the students have to work on this bill, this 1991 bill. We have to be out there because basically it's our futures that are on the line. We're going to be the ones that are impacted in 1996-97 by a Supreme Court, a conservative Supreme Court that can basically take away Brown versus Board if they like. And I mean, that's a true threat. So we have to get involved in the electoral politics, get involved in the lobbying and with the organizations and the coalitions that will work towards fighting this racism, this institutionalized normative racism that's affected in this country for such a long time and trying to eradicate it. So we have to do this by any means necessary. Thank you.